While the state's three casinos were shut down from mid-March until the start of June, there was no sports betting in Delaware, and the casinos did not resume sports betting until the start of this year's baseball season in July. Since then, Delaware Lottery Director Vernon Kirk says sports betting is seeing modest but steady action. He adds he's hopeful the NFL and limited college football will provide a boost, but remains concerned about the continued impact of the virus.
It's going to be very iffy, very uncertain situation. We've had to plan for a lot of contingencies for things like that when we get to the pro schedule and all of a sudden they either cancel a game or they postpone it.
While Delaware casinos remain limited by Governor Carney's COVID restrictions, Kirk notes all of the normal retailers, about 100 of them, will have the NFL parlay cards. Through July of this year, the state earned just over $1.1 million from sports betting at its three casinos. During the same period in 2019, it pulled in just over $2.5 million. Delaware earned $6.2 million for the entire 2019 calendar year for those three sports books, thanks in large part to fall football betting. Nick Shalino, Delaware Public Media.